Tony Tracy is the executive director of the Douglas County Historical Society. He joins us this morning to talk about theater on the radio. It's radio theater this morning, right here on Northland Morning. Hey, Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, really exciting thing. One of my favoriteest events is coming up this weekend. I'm kind of a history nerd. I kind of really like history, and of course I really like theater. And when you combine history and theater, it's just about my favoriteest thing ever. So talk to us a little bit about the walking tour that's coming up this weekend.
Absolutely. This is our second annual. We liked it so much, we got a second one of the Douglas County Historical Society History Theater Living History Walk, which we have local actors that are prepared and in costume and ready to talk to you as the person in the grave that they're depicting tomorrow at Greenwood Cemetery. It's going to be an amazing, amazing day.
You know, one of the coolest things about this, and we've talked about this before a couple of times, not only are the actors bringing history to life in the sense that they are depicting various characters from the history of Douglas County and the city of Superior, but in so many instances, the actual living relatives of these people have signed on to the project, have contributed anecdotes, contributed to the script for these characters. And so it really is living history in more than one way.
Absolutely. And we try to, if we've got some relatives nearby, we always try to check off with them and see if they've got any more information for us. It's just a wonderful thing. And I've had so many people come in to the museum over the past week and a half, just excited to buy some tickets and go to it. I'm really excited about the lineup this year. We've got some very interesting characters coming up.
Tony, do you like to switch it around? Do you like to feature different people every year?
Absolutely. And Greenwood Cemetery is just our start. Eventually, we'll try to branch out and maybe get permission to do it in some other cemeteries. But in Greenwood, they have close to 20,000 people buried there. And it's amazing the stories that you find. And one particular that I'm so excited about is a woman named Faith Helen Rogers, who was just 23 years old when she passed. And it was in 1918. She was part of the Matinee Musicale, which is actually celebrating its 117th year this year. Performing classical music and other styles of music through the symphony and the deck, and contacted them. Well, anyways, this Faith was a piano player. She was a wonderful player. She would do recitals as well as be an accompaniment for any traveling singers that would come to Duluth or Superior and do this. Well, she joined the Women's Overseas Work Unit in 1918 to travel to France to go and help our boys during World War I. And on ship to France, unfortunately in 1918 there was a Spanish flu that was raging across the world, and she passed away on the ship. And she was so dedicated to helping and so enthralled by the military that when her body got to France, she was buried with military honors in France. And then in 1919, her body was returned to Superior, where she was met once again with a full military funeral. And it was just an amazing story for this young woman, just 23 years old. And it was great because I contacted the Matinee Musicale and with a couple of their representatives, we talked about her quite a bit, and we exchanged information. So it was really, really, I'm really looking forward to the people meeting her.
Well, I got to ask you, were you able to find a photograph?
Yes.
then I'm going to ask you for permission, if possible, to reprint that on our website. So
if
you could send me a copy of that.
And
I'd love to get a photograph of her. Now that we've learned a little about her already, I'd love to get a photograph of her on our website so that folks can take a look at this young woman. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to ask you one last thing, and I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
What's the matter with you that you don't do this every weekend?
Because it takes all year
to make the
selection. We start off with maybe 80 candidates, and we have to whittle it down to 10. And each year, it goes through a whole process of researching each person, getting permissions, the whole shot, and before we do it. Because our biggest thing, to anybody that's thinking of coming, this is not a Halloween event. This is not come to the cemetery and see ghosts or anything like that. This is a very respectful. Our paths are chosen so we're not impeding on anybody's grave. We're very respectful while we're there. We're there to learn and to enjoy it. I mean, there's so many smiles last year along the way. And I just look forward to it. And, folks, today is the last day to be able to get advanced tickets, which the gate ticket price for a general admission is $25. But if you buy today, whether at online at douglashistory.org or come down to the museum and see me personally, you can get those tickets for $20 instead of $25.
Tony, thank you. Thank you so much this morning for joining us. It's always great to have you with us, and this is exciting. Send me that email as we hang up, if you would, please.
And, thank you so much.
And, of course, we'll get links set up so that you can find more information about the walking history. The Living History Walk is what it's called. The Living History Walk. We'll get some information up so you can find out everything you need to know. Radio Theater Fridays right here on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.